Resource Plastic. It looks better than it sounds. It's like Resource colon Plastic. It's a activation hub that the World Wildlife Fund has put together. And to talk about that is their Director of Sustainability of Research and Development, Aaron Simon. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. So what is the purpose of this, and what is an activation hub? That term kind of eludes me a little bit. How can you describe it and how this applies to the plastic and companies?
You know, I think that today we have a lot of companies that have really big commitments. You're all tracking in the news on all the quick momentum that this plastic waste issue has had. And so we've got these large companies with really big commitments, but today they don't have a real clear path or common framework or roadmap on how to deliver on those in a meaningful and measurable way. And so Resource Plastic is going to fill that how gap by helping them take those commitments to action. And so they start by helping them to pick the right activities. Where can they have the most impact? You know, whether it's, I think straws was something that was really powerful for consumers, but that's a really small part of the problem. And so how do we move companies to addressing those areas of the problem that they have the greatest potential to change, and then take them through implementation? And not only that, do it in a way where they can measure it and hold themselves accountable year over year and report back on that, so we can see that the change is happening and that we are truly decreasing the amount of plastic leakage that's entering the oceans.
Businesses are the one that use the plastic for their packaging, for their product, but we as consumers are the ones that are maybe asking or like the convenience. How can we be the other part of this solution, I guess, as individuals?
I think that's a really good point. I mean, there's not one party, so it's not one, not a brand, not a government, not a city, not one consumer, right? None of us alone can solve this problem. We all have to sort of play a role because the entire material system is broken. And so as consumers, we also need to rethink our relationship with plastic the same way companies are, like, and just thinking about how we use it every day, and specifically single-use ones, the ones that we use quickly and then just throw away. So we either want to try to replace them, right, using a reusable water bottle or coffee mug or shopping bag or, you know, storage containers for not just the products that we use in our home but when we do to-go. But I think even more than that, we need to recycle smart, right? We need to be thinking about what community recycling programs we have access to and making sure we use it correctly so that any of those single-use materials we still use, we are making sure that we can get them back into the system so they can be recycled and used again.
Do you think that on a personal level, as we make our own changes in what we use and how we do things, the people who make those things will take a look at the marketplace and say, hey, maybe there's another way to do this?
That's a big part of what Resource Plastic is doing. It's helping them to think about how they are making products in the first place. Are they using the right materials? Are they sustainably sourcing them? And are they delivering them to the consumers in a way that the consumer can be successful in getting it back, right? Whether that's a new business model where the solution is reusable, whether that's a material that is really recyclable broadly all over the world, so it's very easy for the consumer to recycle it. It's going to be all those different changes that are going to be happening in the throughout the entire system with everybody who touches the plastic that's going to help us to, you know, get it back again, to recycle it. And then in doing that, that will stop it from ending up where we don't want it to, which is in nature.
And speaking of that, in the World Wildlife Fund, can you talk a little bit about the impact this is having on the environment or things we've seen a lot of times where they kind of try to collect this plastic or bottles, or there's areas where it seems to gather in our planet because of the way the water flows? Any impact you can talk about?
Yeah, I mean, today we know that there's about a dump truck of plastic waste entering our ocean a minute, and that's accumulating to 8 million metric tons every year. It's a lot of plastic, and that's plastic that's not really going anywhere, right? It breaks down, but it's not actually going away. It's just fragmenting, and we know that over 800 species have come into contact with it, and that means they're either eating it or getting tangled up in it, or it's really adversely affecting their habitat. And so none of those interactions are good. So we want to make sure that we stop letting that plastic end up there. And so the root cause of that problem happens to be that we don't have the appropriate waste management systems globally to stop that from happening. So that's what we're hoping to do, is help to address the fact that the system is broken and we're letting all this plastic leak into the places we don't want it to be.
How easy has it been getting the companies on board for this? I mean, maybe that sort of lip service, it seems like a feel-good thing, a goodwill, but how much, how does this continue on for them?
You know, I think there's sort of a couple different answers to that. There's a group of companies, and these are companies we're already partnering with today, where it was not hard at all, where they've already been trying to figure out the role that they can play. But they, like I said, were lacking sort of that clear roadmap on how to go from these big commitments that they knew they needed to make to getting it actually done and doing it in a credible way. So we're helping them to do that in a way that, you know, that's both credible, but will help them to be really successful in delivering on those things. There are others who don't yet understand the role that they have to play in this, right? When you're trying to get everyone to engage and to change the way they're making things, the way they're selling things, and the way they're investing in the actual systems to recover them, right? The investing in the recycling system to get those materials back, that's not easy for all companies to imagine for themselves. And so we're hoping that not only will we have these leader companies set the bar for what successful can look like and to showcase that it's possible, but that everyone else will come along with them.
It's called Resource Plastic. There's a colon in between the two. Where can people find out more about this and see and monitor that and maybe also try to be a good steward to the environment as well?
Yeah, if you want to learn more about Resource Plastic, you can go to www.resource-plastic.com. And we're looking forward to everybody coming on board.
Thank you very much, Erin. We appreciate your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Erin Simon, Director of Sustainability R&D, World Wildlife Fund, talking about Resource Plastic. Again, it's Resource, capital S, source, resource, colon, plastic.